Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by Chapin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Our next guest is a Hall of Fame football writer in his own right, and he's a Hall of Fame voter. Brad Exone, one of the greatest football writers of all time. John Clayton joins us every Wednesday at this time. Great time to have him on. Actually, there's never a bad time to have him on, right, Craig?
Always love having him on.
Same. And John is so good at this. Last week, John, we had you on. I forgot what we talked about. We had people that called in after the interview and said, I heard John Clayton and he changed my mind. Whatever he said, I now believe in. That's how powerful you are and how good you are at this.
Well, that's impressive. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, even think that we can change some minds. That's a good thing because, you know, hopefully the information I have can educate some people that's on things that they may not know.
Oh. Has that worked yet with Mueller, you think, Craig? You get that sense that John is...
He's the one person I think that can sway Mueller.
Oh, okay. Even on Ben Roethlisberger?
That's a tough sell.
Yeah. John, in your gut reaction to Philip Rivers' retirement is what?
I was a little surprised because I know how much he loves the game of football. I know that and his coach, Frank Reich, thinks there's two more years of football left in him. But, you know, I'm surprised because I thought he would sign for one more year and maybe even consider a second year. But I guess, you know, with the nine kids and the fact that the Colts ended up losing that playoff game, that, you know, maybe he thought it was time, and obviously he did. So, but I'm still a little surprised because I still think there's more football left in him, but now that's not the case. He's retired.
The nine kids. Are there more kids left in him? Have you ever gotten a quote from him on that? Has he closed that door too? Is he going to stop at nine?
I doubt it. I mean, I think the door's still open. He's 39. I don't know how his wife is probably around the same age, so... Yeah, there still can be more.
Is he a Hall of Famer in your mind?
Maybe not first ballot, but yes, I think so. Because you're still looking at, you know, one of the top, you know, in his era from 2004 to now, you have to say he's somewhere in that top seven or eight quarterbacks in a great quarterback era. So if that's going to be the case, you know, it may not be first ballot. It may be something like we saw with Kurt Warner. I mean, it took Kurt to get to one Super Bowl to finally get over the top. Well, two Super Bowls because he's got one in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But it was so long for him to get back to one. But I still think in the end, you look at the 65,000 yards that he's thrown for, you know, the wins that he's had. Sure, he's not been to a Super Bowl, but how much of that's on the Chargers and how much of that is on him?
Do you think he's the best quarterback in the Super Bowl era to never play in a Super Bowl?
Yes. No question about it. Yeah.
Because, really? Okay.
You know, and again, he was able that one year to get to the AFC Championship game in Foxborough against the Patriots, but he had to play the game on a torn ACL, and he ended up losing the game. But no, I think that in his era, he's the best quarterback who's not been to the Super Bowl.
So you would put him ahead of Fouts then and Warren Moon?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not Warren. I mean, and again, we're talking different eras because, again, you know, Fouts was in that era that there was less passing, and they came in with a Don Coryell offense. And so, you know, that was so different. Warren Moon, of course, such a great talent, mm-hmm. played till he's 41 years old, had success in the CFL. And so, you know, I don't know. It's like, and again, it took both quarterbacks years to get in.
Yeah.
Or not maybe Fouts, but again, it's like, but I'd say he's right. He's pretty close if he's not there.
Okay. John, this is my opinion now, watching them play down the stretch this year, I felt like Rivers had more left in the tank than Ben.
Could be, yeah. But I mean, look at the way that you know, he finished the season. And, of course, I mean, it was Ben getting that second half that cost him the division. Mm-hmm. And maybe it would have been a little bit different if they didn't have to go to Buffalo and maybe had a home game in Indianapolis in a dome. You know, that might have been different, too. But, no, down the stretch, I mean, I thought he was strong. I mean, the only thing that I didn't like is some of the mistakes in the red zone, you know, the turnovers and different things of that nature.
Do you think Deshaun Watson has played his last game for the Houston Texans?
No.
No.
No. I think they're. I don't see any way they're going to trade him. I mean, they may listen. They may try to do whatever. But you know, there's not going to be enough ammunition to replace his value. And you know, he's under contract. There's a no trade clause in his contract. And you know, part of the thing is that you know he's not the biggest fan of Jack Easterby, who is involved in the front office operations. He's not the general manager, but he's not happy with him. And I think what they're going to have to end up doing is hiring a coach that he can at least talk him out of. Because remember, he's not asked for a trade yet, but okay. He's definitely upset enough that he doesn't want to be there. So I know it's a mechanical thing as far as what the way he's doing it, but I think in the end they're not going to trade him.
Orlovsky said on TV on ESPN the other day, I keep bringing this up to people, and I'll say it again to you because I'm still trying to figure out what the heck this meant. He said, and maybe you can shed some light on this. His point was, there are things going on in Houston with Deshaun Watson and the Texans that are so bad I can't even say them on TV. And I'm like, what? This is the same network that was just reporting the story about what the Mets GM did to get fired, and you can't tell us what's going on behind the scenes in Houston? I mean, John, how dysfunctional is it there? Like, how
about as dysfunctional as we've seen in a long time.
But what did they do to him? Did they call him? I mean, allegedly Bill O'Brien called, you know, DeAndre Hopkins names and whatnot, and it got really personal. Is it the same thing with Watson?
No, because I'm sure there's no name calling or anything of that nature. Because I mean, he liked Bill O'Brien. I mean, you know, when he was able to sign his contract at the time, I think Bill was still there.
Yep.
And so, but the guy that is causing the problems is Jack Easterby. Now, again, Sports Illustrated has done two stories on how bad it is with Easterby, but you know, there's a lot of backstabbing going on from there. The fact that they've made moves that they were supposed to keep him consulted and they didn't. But again, I think if they hire Eric Bieniemy, if they hire Jim Caldwell, if they hire Leslie Frazier, then mm-hmm. I think you know that hire could calm him down. But right now, he's not calmed down.
John Clayton, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. John, you know Jerry Dulac from the Post-Gazette. You familiar with his work at all?
Yeah, we worked together. I mean, we used to work together.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep track of people that you've worked with. So you've worked with Cook. You've worked with
right.
Dulac.
Did you? Smizek.
Bob Smizek.
Worked. I mean, Ed Bouchette was on the Post-Gazette when I was at the press.
Okay. All right. So we both worked with Cook. That's another thing the two of us have in common, John. So,
right.
So Dulac said this about an hour ago. He tweeted this out. Delay in naming Matt Canada or someone as offensive coordinator because Mike Tomlin wants to hire an offensive line coach first. Wants to make sure what O-line coach wants to do meshes with his offensive coordinator's philosophy.
Makes sense, yeah. Because, I mean, you saw the importance of offensive line coach watching Mike Munchak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have the right offensive line coach, sometimes that's more valuable than any top free agent that you might sign.
Yeah.
And that was the case when Mike Munchak came over and took over as the offensive line coach. It's unfortunate that he ended up leaving and go to Denver. But, you know, you want to make sure that the blocking is going to match what the play calling is going to be. But, again, what you don't want to do is delay it too long that you lose the candidate that you have if you want to promote him to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I would think, though, pay scale, that you would hire the offensive coordinator first, or that would be a more important decision. I hear exactly what you're saying about offensive line coaching, because the Munchak example is dead on. But I didn't know that you would... that's the first time I've ever heard, let's hire the offensive line coach. Once we know what he wants to do, then we'll find our offensive coordinator. I haven't heard it, you know, described that way, where that would be the way that, like, that would be the process that you do it. The offensive line coach comes first and the offensive coordinator comes second, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, the most important one, obviously, is the offensive coordinator, but you want to have them make, because, again, the philosophy can be different if you don't get the guy that's going to match what's going to be the play calling. And you would have to figure that, you know, Canada's going to be a little bit different in the play calling than you saw in the past year, and you hope he's going to be different in the play calling, but you're right. I mean, the offensive line did not have a good season.
Nope.
And you want to make sure that you have a good enough blocking scheme that's going to match what you want to do on offense, because you know how bad they were running the football, and they clearly got to find a way to be better running the football.
If they had somebody like Alan Faneca, that would help. Did you feel like your buddy Bouchette did a good job in presenting Alan the other day?
Did a great job. Yeah, he did a sensational job. You know, talking about the dominance that he's had, even the latter part of his career, how well he did in New York. I think that, you know, he talked about the 8 Pro Bowls. You know, just talked about how valuable he was, even bringing up the one season that you know, he took one for the team because they had an injury at the left tackle position, and so he moved over from guard over to tackle, and it cost him an All-Pro season. Because, you know, again, the established tackles are going to get the votes over a new tackle. But no, I thought he did a fantastic job.
And I thought he took a little shot at Boselli when he was given his speech. I thought there was a little touch there. He said you don't have to just have a short career to be dominant. You can be dominant for a long time. I thought he was trying to make people understand that that Faneca was the superior offensive line candidate. John, did you pick up on that like I did?
But, you know, there was such a good push for Tony Boselli, too, because, you know, in the 7 years that he played, he was as good as any left tackle in his era. I mean, he was that good. But that's one of the reasons that Tony is not in right now. And then we'll see if he gets in. I hope he gets in, because both, let's put it this way, we're on a spell of, like, it was about 5 offensive linemen who needed to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Jacoby came off the list because he became a senior candidate because they waited too long. Then you got Kevin Mawai, Steve Hutchinson. Now, both need to get in, and one of the things I always do at the meetings, particularly in a position like that, is I always say that, hey, I don't care how you handle it, whether it's Maselli, Faneca, one of these guys has got to get in. And if they do, then the next guy gets in the next year.
Craig, do you have a preference of the two offensive linemen?
I would lean toward longevity. I mean, it's such a close tie, because you're also talking about the value of a great left tackle versus the value of a guard.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that, you know, Faneca has the, 8 Pro Bowl trips and has the great longevity, and even, you know, and that what helps him probably is that he'll have a pretty good solid following from the New York voters,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, have been out there in New York. And so we'll see. But, you know, I think Faneca has a little bit better chance than Boselli. But, boy, they had a great, great presentation, rightfully so, on Boselli.
I'll say this. You were asking me, Andrew, about the two. Baselli's very good at getting back to people when you ask him to come on a show, worth anything.
Yeah, John, Craig would vote for Boselli, because Boselli came on our show a couple of weeks ago, and he got blown off by Faneca, and not only did Faneca blow him off, but then Faneca got back to Cook and went on Cook's show. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's some bad blood there.
I would not make a good Hall of Fame voter, John.
Yes, because you would carry...
personal bias.
Yes,
yep.
You would. You'd have a very lot. Yeah, that's right. You'd have a personal axe to grind.
Yeah, and you can't have that as a Hall of Fame voter. Again, we vote on what they do on the field during their careers, not what they do off the field.
Has a Hall of Famer ever been thrown out of the voting? Has somebody ever have you guys ever gotten together and said, you know what, this guy, we don't trust his voting credentials. Let's get him out of here. Has that happened?
You're talking about a voter, or
yes,
a
voter.
No, it's been a pretty stable group. I mean,
okay.
You know, sometimes, I mean, the one thing that can get you in trouble is that if you betray what was in the room, and that's, we've had instances where, you know, one person had to, like, miss a year because he leaked out some of the things that were said in the room.
Ooh,
but,
that's a no-no.
You know, it's been a pretty stable group.
Okay. Yeah, I will say out loud, I am angling for that gig when Bouchette retires from it, John. So I'm hoping that you will eventually put in a good word for me, if that's okay.
Okay. Well, we do have broadcasters in there. I know that.
All right, John. Mahomes going to play this weekend? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, he's right now in phase three of the five phases. So he was able to go on the field today for 30 minutes and no contact or anything else. And if he passes that test today, because now they have to retest him and see where he is, then he can then maybe go on and do some non-contact work tomorrow. But it looks like he's on path to be able to play.
There you go. John Clayton. John, everything good on your end with the wind, storms and stuff up there? You all right?
We recovered. It was pretty bad.
Okay, good.
I mean, it was pretty vicious. In fact, I know that the program director at 710 ESPN Seattle, he didn't get his power till Friday night. So he was out for Tuesday night to Friday night.
Ooh.
And so that was 4 days.
How many days were you down for?
I was down for one, Tuesday night to Wednesday night.
All right, John. Great chat. We'll do it again next week, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. John Clayton said that it was a 9-hour process yesterday. And Bouchette, nice tidy package, made the case for Fanica in about 3 minutes. I was very impressed with Bouchette. But here's the thing. If Fanica doesn't get in, does Bouchette just say the same exact thing next year, Craig? I mean, where do you go from here if you're Ed? Ed pulled out all the stops. According to Arthur Motes, who was on with us yesterday, he said the only thing missing with Ed was some energy. So does Ed just deliver the same message next year, but he tries to do it in a more vibrant kind of way?
As far as I know, this is the first year where they taped these and put them out because they had to do it differently this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the first time, Ed has the ability to just be like, you know what? Run it back from last year. Just play the video again.
What if he did that?
Listen, he says, like, listen, I made my case to you people. You didn't want to listen last year. Here's the video again. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.